everyone. Well, today is Monday, and the date is the 26th of February, 2018. And we'll clear the date. Here we go. And just see how it feels. Maybe check your body out if you feel lighter or heavier as this gets released here. We'll first release the energy of today. We'll go back and we'll do all the other days that you're aware of through your lifetime. So let's do today here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's clear. Do a body check. See how you're feeling. Do you have any heaviness that was released or something? And that's just through your whole lifetime of this date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That's good. Okay, next we'll bring up the light beam. You can bring it up on your monitor screen or screens. As you'd like to have up, that'd be fine. And or it could be the lightship insignia too, whatever one you choose to have. But here we go. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy into your room to bring peace to you. Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we'll release a situation that you're dealing with. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, think of that situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring on our co-host today, and today it's Elizabeth. So, y'all ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Happy to be here. Glad that you're all joining us for our Monday show here on the Healing Highway, Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. And you can always send questions during the show to our email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also, if you prefer to just submit a question anonymously, you can do so through our chat links, which are on our BBS radio homepage, as well as Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And you'll find lots of information there, and that's where you'll find all of the healings that we'll discuss on the show tonight. And if you have any questions or testimonials, or maybe you've been listening for a while and you were on one of the recent calls and you found something to be really helpful or particularly relevant, or maybe you turned a corner and were able to utilize some of the healings to create new space and possibilities in your life. So we always love to hear about that and really appreciate everybody sending in their testimonies and questions. I guess we'll just go ahead and get started, Ron, and thanks so much for bringing up the light beings for the peace energy. Just make sure you get that picture of the light being up and or the insignia, as Ron said. And just enjoy the peace energy that'll be with you for the next, you know, hour or so while we're doing the live show. Okay, so the first question has to do with, actually, it has to do with the astral body. And I don't know if people listening know what that means, but this listener was wondering if you had any suggestions for how to stay out of the astral. And they write, I have instructed and commanded my spirit to avoid the astral before sleeping, but still find myself dealing with unpleasant situations there. It has gotten more intense since I've completed the death, spirit, and natal barcode removals. And those are all clearings that Ron offers that you would do. And this person's wondering if you would please do a clearing or healing for the astral body.
Okay, well, let's first be on your list. You want to close down your crown chakra, and you also want to close your third eye. And this you can do yourself just by doing that command, we'll say, to your body and your spirit. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, that the chakra system initially was communication system, just kind of keeping it very brief for the light to come to all parts of your body, okay? So your spirit had a gateway through everything that connects to you. And then from there, the darkness took the chakra system, or took that energy, made it into, your meridians and chakras so that they could attach to you your mind programs and robotic programs to your body. That way they're in control of everything that you have in your body. It's like shutting down your crown and also closing your third eye. That can help you immensely from going into the beyondo or being connected. So let's just do that clearing here. We'll just see if that helps. As far as maybe going there in your dream state or something, you may want to do some of the timeline crashing, which we'll try to use the word the matrix timelines, get those off of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's just see what's hanging on there. I'm trying to look to see. I'm not connected to too much by looking at this point. I'm in source energy, and everything looks pretty much, from where I'm looking, in neutrality. To go back into the other energies is a little more difficult for me to get into duality, but you want to stay out of that energy. That's why the website has all the clearings on it to help you out. You might try something to do with there's something that I'm seeing, like visioning. You're having a vision of a situation, and maybe that's one of the mass mind programs, and then that puts you into the reality of creating and having a timeline being used. Remember, they use your energy to create the timeline. Oh, that's they're using you to create a reality that you're viewing that very possibly is negative to you, and it's also taking your energy. You might go into your natal barcode and go into that and be typing astral plane or something like that. But we'll just see if these suggestions help you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a really good suggestion to close down the third eye and the crown chakra, for sure, because that's probably being left open at night while you're sleeping. And I think a lot of people sometimes, it's funny because I don't even know half the time if you are even in the so-called astral plane, or if you're just dreaming, or if they're telling you you are, because they want you to think that. So it's very kind of convoluted, and I don't even think you can really make a 100% correct assessment of what actually happens at night. The main thing is you just want to stay in your body and focus on timeline crashing your dreams if you have any. A lot of people do that, and they find they sleep a lot more peacefully, have a lot less interrupted sleep. And also just getting on the calls. I know we just completed a series of the 7-hour intensives, and I always find that if I'm on a healing call that day, even if it's not a 7-hour, they always sort of help me sleep better and to be more peaceful and calm about staying in my body. Because I think sometimes, Ron, I don't know what your take is on this, but I think a lot of the times our spirit has a lot of anxiety about staying in our body. And that's why you offer so many clearings, because it makes the physical form a lot more easy to be in, because you're clearing out all of these things that prevent it from kind of residing peacefully there.
Yeah, I'll be doing a special call maybe within a month, I think. I'm just starting to plan out what's going to be happening next month. The next month is the New Life Expo in New York.
Oh, yes, we'll talk about week. That.
The I have a clearing that I'll be doing probably on a Saturday. that will give your spirit like a cloaking device.
Ooh.
So I started looking at that maybe about a month ago.
Cool.
And I did it on a couple of people just to see how it would work. Seems to be working, but I got to go back into that. Remember, the expos take a lot of time, so I can't stay focused too much. But that'll be what I'll be offering. Let's see when, maybe next month and the next month after. So, anyway, that'll help you to stay in your body, and also
that's awesome.
Have a lot more visibility. The cloaking, when I did it for myself, the spirit looked like it was like the color of a hematite, that blackish.
Oh, yeah, it's like a metallic.
Yeah, metallic. You know how it looks polished. That's how my spirit looked when I did that. So, anyway, that's a possibility coming up here.
Wow, that's really cool. So stay tuned for that, everybody. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the New York City Expo, I guess, for a minute here, but it is going to be next month, which is only a few days away. And it's the New Life Expo in New York City. And Ron is going to be there on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of March. And you can listen to the lectures and workshops if you're not able to attend in person for only a $20 PayPal donation. And there's instructions on how to send that if you'd like to for the upcoming expos. And you will actually just send that and then email a copy of your receipt, and then you'll get the call-in number emailed to you. So that's a nice way to join in if you are unable to make it to New York City. But also, it's always great that Ron makes such an effort to come to the East Coast, because a lot of the listening audience is East Coast based. So we really appreciate that. And the expos do take up a lot of time and energy. So that's sort of a puts the other stuff on hold. But yes, we will look forward to that spirit cloaking call, as you mentioned, Ron, and that sounds like a really good opportunity. It sort of sounds like something that they had in Harry Potter, an invisibility cloak, which would obviously make you invisible. But all the kids used to think that was really cool. Yeah, it's funny because I guess here on the East, we're kind of coming out of winter. So energetically, maybe you still feel like you're wearing this heavy winter coat, or something's weighing you down, but the weather's getting warmer, so you don't have to wear the coat anymore, but you still feel like you're wearing it. So a lot of people have talked about when they do the clearings, they sort of feel this energetic release or this lightness, and I think that's kind of, it's a good time to do clearings because it's sort of seasonally a time of renewal, so it's always nice to get rid of those densities and those old energies that are kind of weighing you down. You sort of like get used to wearing the coat, and it feels heavy, so when you're not wearing it, it still feels like it. So a lot of the clearings help you to get rid of that baggage. Okay, so I guess we can read about, somebody wrote in with comments and a couple of questions from the Saturday call, which was a special two-part series that Ron did this past month. Hopefully you were able to get on that. It was a body skeletal tune-up special double session. So this listener wrote in, "My feet were being worked on before the call started while Ron was doing the water charging. I got a foot bath going to feel the wonderful, and felt wonderful. Noticed a large amount of skin in the water, cloned skin being removed. And then they're wondering, if we are cloned every 10 minutes, this skin clearing Ron does is not just for the true 100% clones. It is for everyone.
Yeah, that would be correct, yeah. So you are, you know, a replica of yourself. There's still spirit energy with you and everything, but you are being abducted and recreated, you know, every 10 minutes. And then the real you is here every, you know, once a month for about 3 hours. But, and you can validate that just by watching people, you're talking to them and in a conversation, and you sort of lose track of what you're talking about, or even yourself, like daydreaming through a conversation means that you're not here and you're being reinstalled here again. The clone skin stuff. And we do have a clearing. I can't recall what it was on, but there is one for clones. And it's on one of the drop-down, maybe it's either drop-down box or it's a radio button on one of the clearings that you can get into. I don't know if it's in the Mind Matrix clearing or what, but it'd be, we could find out what that is. So anyway, we do have one for clones, and you could probably put, I think, maybe clone skin on it, I believe. And I got to look into that, because a clone skin is death. It's on you, and in fact, I'll clear it right now off of you.
Okay, great.
It just clogs you up and suffocates you. Here we go. And that's the reason why I took off the clone to light healing. So it will not work ever. So I reinstated her if I need to reinstate it. But right now, even if you have, it's not going to work, because clones, true clones that are here, and this is not talking about yourself if you get switched out. The true clones don't get switched out. And
they're
causing
just always clones.
Everything. So these are the 100% official clones.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Taking off their residue, their dead skin, off of your skin. So I'll count to 100 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And just see how your body's feeling. Because it will feel like you had something taken off of you, like you've been slimed or have this web coat on you and stuff. So now we're going to work with your respiratory system, mainly your lungs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, releasing the dead skin particles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'll just bring in the amber blood energy for everybody listening right now. You feel a little charge in your body, might be a little more awake here. So this is the golden blood, amber blood energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. If anybody out there knows what clearing I was talking about, which has the clones on it, it'd be nice if you could maybe let us know. You can maybe at least give the information out for what clearing that is on. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Ron. And that was just a great run of clearings samples that you did. And I hope everybody feels better. And also, if you notice anything during the show while you're listening, you can always write in and tell us. It's always nice to get feedback. So again, our email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also just use the fast chat feedback form. The links are available at the top of creationlightship.com while the show's live, as well as on our bbsradio.com homepage. So thanks for writing in. And so regarding the Saturday call that you did, Ron, this listener felt relaxed and then internal upheaval and had an unsettled feeling, which turned into relaxation again about halfway into the call. They were having an issue with their shoulder. They asked a light being for help, and they felt a sensation running down their leg, and as well as like something was hinging again at the lower back and pelvic area. And they also saw an apparatus that looked like a door hinge attached to their left shoulder that ran down. And they were wondering if they should checking in with you to ask. They did request the removal of this, but they're just making sure that it's gone. And they're wondering if they need a special healing to remove the apparatus.
Let's see here. I'm just going to run, so if anybody else has a condition, a situation that you have with your body, I want you to focus on it right now. And I'm going to run source energy right to it for you. Here we go. So you're now working with source energy directly, and it's going to come to you, and it'll also work with your spirit to help heal the situation. So here we go. One, count to 100, and we'll see if this alleviates your situation. The person who sent in the request is not listening, then this will work for them on the archives also. So here we go. I'm just working with you right now, even if you're not listening. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. We'll see how that is working for you. Some people in the past have asked about how their animals get healings since they don't really talk to the light beings, they think, or they're just kind of curious. So I'll just describe what just happened to your pets and animals that are in the room hearing my voice. Well, if you have a couple cats around you or your dog, you know, sitting with you or whatever, once we start the healing, life beings do come as a life form that would typically be as a cat. Let's say if you have cats or a dog that's friendly to your pets and animals. Maybe you have a goose out in your yard that has a situation going on, and it's there kind of hanging out close to your house, and it can feel the energy. So what happens is those energies do appear from the light ship to your pets and animals, And then they are in communication just like you are. They say, oh, I got an owie on my shoulder. And the pet or animal will actually indicate that too. The light beams will work instantly as I'm doing the counting with your pets and animals. So that's how that works. Sometimes people like to indicate, oh, yeah, my dog, you know, has a sore toe or something, you know, or, you know, has a situation with one of their toenails, I guess is what you'd call it. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's what happens, and they do have a healing also. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. That's really good to know. And thanks, Ron, for all of this really cool healing work that you're doing on the call tonight. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. I was actually yawning during that healing you were doing with the situation. And now my eyes are watering. So obviously getting some release there. Just wondering if anybody else listening has felt reactions to the healing that Ron just did, or maybe one of the previous ones we did earlier in the show. Okay, so here's kind of an interesting testimonial. This listener wrote in and said, "Hi, I just completed listening to last week's Friday show and Ron asking for testimonials for the healing he did to remove the death stigma from all sentient bodies. I found this interesting as I recently started using the Hope Clearing daily. Prior, I was using the Hope Clearing one time per week, and I wasn't sure why I was doing this, but just followed my intuition. Since I've been doing this, I feel more hopeful and that I could move forward less weighed down and having the energy to go after what I would like to do in my life. It's as if I could see forward better, although not in detail. I didn't realize all of this until I listened to the Friday show. Very interesting, listening to my body was leading me instead of my intellect trying to figure out what clearing to do."
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and Ron, actually, when you were talking earlier about the clones, I was thinking what you said about maybe there's your real 3 hours out of the month, and I was thinking it's so rare to have a conversation that you actually feel like you were engaged with, and that was a real conversation. It's very rare, so maybe the time that you do have that or you're able to actually feel like you can get through to somebody, maybe that's the time where they're being real 3 hours out of the whole month.
But in fact, what I'll do right now, since, you know, I do this sort of at the expos, I'm going to make everybody real right now, and you'll be real for that 3 hours of time. Let's see. I could make you, I'll make you real for what I do at the expos. Okay, and that could last for typically maybe 3 to 5 days. If you happen to be on conference calls, then I make you real on those conference calls, which support and reinforce you staying real. Okay, but if you don't go on, I'll say it another way. If you don't come on one of the conference calls during the week, then you probably will have maybe up to 5 days of being real. You come on one of the conference calls during the week, then, you know, automatically that will sustain you being real as much as it can. Naturally, if you hug people a lot, get, you know, in engagement with people or something where it takes you out of your peace and, you know, a whole bunch out of your peace, like a real bad situation, and you get emotionally distraught about it, then chances are you won't be real. So what I'll do is what I do at the expos for people right now. I'm going to count to whatever number it is. Goes up to probably most 150. So I'm taking the control of the aliens for that 10-minute cycle, okay, that you're on. And each time I do a number count, you're automatically changing. And the next race will have you and rematerialize you. So if you have a mirror around, just look at yourself, and you may find your body changing after each number count, because it will change. And at the very end, whatever number I end up at, that will be the last person listening. Some people need more, have more aliens controlling them than others. Some people could maybe have 70, say, and some people could have 120. But, you know, if you get put real at 70, that's fine, and I'll just keep counting until the very last person listening here will come real. This will also include your pets and animals that are hearing my voice, too, and or other people in your room. Even if they're not listening, my voice will still be there. Here we go. And this kind of sense your body sensation, and we're starting that now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and kind of feel your body now. Most people at the number 10 count start to feel their body warming up, and you'll start to maybe sense that you have maybe more moisture in your skin on your hands. They'll feel a little different. So continuing on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, there we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. So now you're real, you're going to look like you're 3D. You should feel like the way you normally should feel, although it may have been a long time. And we'll see if we have any comments here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, wow, that is so cool. And what a nice treat to be made real. And this is also something you can look forward to if you do end up attending the expo or any of Ron's lectures. And I guess if you're doing the call-ins, you'll probably experience the same benefits, right, Ron, from the expos?
Yes, if you went to an expo, yeah, like the last one, and you want to stay real, and, you know, you want to get on at least one of the conference calls that I have a week, because I make people real, mm-hmm. bring the energy in for that. So that's needed. If you're a newbie listener, I myself would probably want to do the Wednesday call, which is $30. The other ones are $20. The reason why I'd probably want to do the Wednesday call is you can get water charged for the week.
Yes, yes.
So, and you have 7 containers of water. So that'll help you out and keep the light code going in you. That's
yeah,
what
and
I would
it,
recommend.
Those,
yes.
those water bottles really, really help just having them for the week. It's so much better than if you don't have them.
Oh, did we get any comments, Elizabeth? We'll find
yes,
out what
we have gotten some comments, and actually I think somebody wrote in with that clearing you were looking for, Ron, with the clones. I believe they think it's the blood barcode.
Okay.
Removal.
That'd be the alien blood barcode.
Alien blood barcode, yeah. And I'm just looking that up here. Yes, alien blood barcode removal. Disconnects you from the alien's mind control of your body's blood system, and that's about a 5-hour clearing.
That has clones there on a radio button, or is it a drop-down box?
It doesn't say, but there are, let's see, 5 radio buttons consisting of alien blood parasites, waste products, odd harmonics, blood barcode, and spirit integration. So perhaps it is somewhere on one of those. I'm not sure. I've never done that clearing myself, so I don't know. Maybe we'll see if anybody else has some input. Let's see. Will the cloned skin particles and lungs work on the archives?
Yeah, they'll work 3 times for you.
Okay.
Remember that this is normal. I put it up to work only because you want to have your friends be with you to have it get released from them too. That's why I have it working. So it'll still work for you only, but you know you should spread the information out to help other people too. Especially if someone's having a respiratory problem.
Yeah, I definitely am. So I really appreciate that free sample. So for the current and the past life, somebody wrote in with the cloned body living on cloned Earths and cloned planets clearing. So maybe that's another option for clone clearings.
Good, good, yes,
And somebody else is commenting, they're excited about the invisibility cloak. And they said, will come in handy as I am a spy for the Viking sovereign soldiers.
Hey.
Okay, so the person actually with the who was saying they were on the Saturday call and they were talking about the their arm and shoulder. They said they felt jerking, but can move their arm with a better range of motion, and their timeline crashing their issue with the shoulder. Wonderful healing tonight, Ron. Very grateful. So thank you so much for letting us know. And, this is an interesting question. When you mentioned the healings for pets, this person wrote and said, hi, Ron, you just said when my pet hears your voice, but my almost 15-year-old dog no longer has her hearing. Is she still getting the healing?
No, because the energy in the room is being moved by your speaker. That is correct.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, a lot of the times when you do the clearings, Ron, I put the phone onto speakerphone so that the plants and, you know, anybody else who's listening can hear it. So good to know. Okay, that's very nice. Okay. So somebody else is asking, is there a whole life ego, mind, body disconnection clearing?
I'm not sure.
I don't know that either.
I don't recall saying that.
Well, I don't know specifically if there's anything for that. There is a whole lifetime. I mean, it's just generations 1 through 7. I guess you would just do that, the ego mind body disconnection, for generations 1 through 7.
Okay.
Because there is like several options there. Oops, I lost my page. Yeah, it seems to me like that's just what you would do there, the first one. Somebody else said, becoming real on tonight's show, I noticed my breathing right away. Was I not breathing before where I was? They felt their face tingling and felt more in their body in general. Very interesting. So, yeah, I actually noticed my own breathing felt a lot easier.
Yeah, all that's true. You're going to feel will feel different. You're going to feel very solid, which is why I say making you real. The energies of that. Remember your clone replicas have, say, 90% of your problems that you are dealing with in your body that you think you have. So when you become real, the real you, more than likely is basically pain-free and doesn't have really that many situations going on, because they need to have the real you good in order to cause problems in it on the clone replicas. So the clone replicas have your stuff, like a backpack of all your garbage, and the real you is more imperfection. They need to have energy from your skeleton system for your GPS location. That needs to be pretty much intact and in wholeness. And then everything else gets the layers put on it from the clone replicas of sickness and illness and whatever you're dealing with. The real you could have hardly anything wrong with it. And if you look right now on your body, if you had an owie or something, it may not even be there. A lot of the people at the expos, when I do this, you see them, I said, do you have anything that, you know, you had wrong with you or anything, or pain released? And they look, and they start smiling because it's gone. And then it's up to them to hold their integrity to keep it out. But once you become a clone replica again, then the stuff gets laid on you again. But anyway, that's kind of the way it works. So, unfortunately, you know, to be whole and complete all the time, which is the way you're supposed to be, is the way it's, you know, you need to live your life. But when they put these overlays on you, then you have the situation going on. So anyway, you should feel pretty much pain-free and in good shape right now. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah. It's always you don't want to be carrying the backpack. So the clearings are a way that you can sort of get that off your back, literally. And you also feel a lot more peaceful as a result of not having to deal with all that stuff. So let's see. I guess we should move on here. And another listener wrote in saying, I have been running the timeline crash clearing to help me with a patterned behavior I haven't been able to resolve in my life. I just started living with my mother at middle age, which is bringing up a lot. My question is whether what I am entering into the timeline crash is too general, or perhaps not the right way to approach it. I entered growing up with narcissistic abuse from my family members. Ron, do you feel this is an effective way to run the timeline crash? Thanks so much for all your help I'm always receiving from you.
Yeah, it feels like that is okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after doing, maybe a week of this year, then re-look at it again, like it's a brand new clearing, and see what you can zero in on. If you like cleaning off and getting rid of the fringes, then you may want to go a little deeper into what comes up. Back to you.
Yeah, honestly, like living with family members is probably the best way to figure out what clearings you need to do, because they are very good at pushing your buttons. All right.
Yeah, they always find them.
Oh, yeah. So if you think you're enlightened or done with your clearings, go hang out with your family for a week. I'm sure they'll find lots of wonderful new things for you to clear. But in a way, it's actually really good because then you're more aware of what's going on and you have more knowledge and more ways to combat that. So somebody else is asking, they're trying to run a space clearing for their neighbor's house, and they're wondering if they could set that up if they're not physically there except to drop in. They're asking, can I type in the address in the name box and run it from my house, or type in the address in the name box and leave my laptop there and run it? Would both work? Should I type my name and address in also or not? Thanks.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, if you could leave the laptop there, that'd be the best.
Oh, okay.
Not the other one would work too. But, that sounds very good. Means that your house and their house or the property lines there are intermingling, sounds like, because you want to clear that house. So who knows what was done in the past.
Or maybe it's like a townhouse and it's connected.
Yeah, that could be true. Yeah, definitely. You're on the right track. Either way,
cool.
It could work. Laptop being there would be better.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, that's really good to know. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would like to figure out how to deal with annoying neighbors or perhaps space issues, maybe not even annoying neighbors, but just, you know, space issues going on with spaces that are around you. So that's very effective.
I guess you could if you have you're in a townhouse and the people next door are not agreeable with you or whatever, a situation happening, you can always maybe get up at 2 in the morning, when they're sleeping, walk over and put your laptop, by their front door, for instance, and then probably cover it up with a towel so it won't be lit up, and just run that clearing because it'll be on their property then.
Hide it in the bushes.
Yeah.
But make sure you wear your spirit invisibility cloak.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, put your mask on and when you go out there.
Put your ski mask on and head over to your neighbor's house. I'm sure they'll be totally fine with that. A little
good.
Clearing humor there. Creative ways to run clearings on your neighbor's house. Let us know if you decide to do that. No, just kidding. Please don't do that. So living with your family, someone wrote in, your issues will come up and need clearing, and you're in the same place, so it's more convenient. And somebody else said, making the body real. During this healing, my body trembled, and finally there was a release. My hip seems to be much better. Regarding the real session, I guess I wasn't the only cloned out human that wasn't breathing today. I'm breathing even much better now, and my body feels more stable and compact.
Yep, that's good, yeah. And you should feel, muscles should be at ease. You should have more, like lubrication in your palms, I won't say sweaty palms, but for moisture, your skin should feel softer.
Maybe less dry.
When you look at yourself, you might even take a picture of you, because this will be the real you. And you can see what you look like when you're not real, because you have a picture of you. There I am, Oh, dear. Little distance from that person.
Yeah, I look really bad. Right.
Oh. And you might check your weight and your height.
Oh, interesting. You can actually change weight and height.
Yeah, you could get a beginner program, and they could put 10 pounds on you, man, and you wonder why.
My first distance clearing,
I did it back in New York, and I remember having a lady behind me in a fence to my left. I did the clearing. And He says, man, I lost 2 inches on my waist. My pants are kind of falling down. That was quite interesting, you know? Oh, no.
Yeah, that has happened at the expos. You often, people comment on that, or you actually see it happen.
I just wonder if clones have a certain food they like, you know? And you're addicted, you know, with a particular food or something that you have. No?
Well, I don't know about clones, but entities, definitely.
Oh. We'll see. So we'll get some comments on for the next shows that we have about this. If anybody feels burnt, you know, definitely let us know. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yes, that's great. And yes, if you feel so inclined to comment on that, please do so, and we can talk about that on an upcoming show. And it's always interesting to get feedback from our listening audience, and thank you, everybody, for being so responsive tonight. Yes, someone mentioned again the current and past lifetime cloned bodies living on cloned Earths and planets. This is a clone body clearing.
Great.
Okay. All right. And also, if you do, let's see here. I keep losing my place. Oh, I see. Okay, so the person who had the question about the space clearing, they're asking, their neighbor's house isn't connected, but they might have to spend some time there in the future. So, yeah, that's great that you're getting it prepared for your visit. Okay, what is the best way to clear mists and goos? They go on continuously. Nothing seems to work.
I don't know on that one.
Yeah, okay. Cloaking device, similar to what used to be called the alien remote viewing disconnection.
Good. I wonder if anybody recently has done the web coat or the alien slime, you know, clearing.
That's funny. I was just thinking about that alien web coat clearing earlier in the show when we were mentioning the clones and a lot of the other stuff we were talking about. I don't know. That's a really great clearing, the alien energetic web coat clearing. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody could write in about that. We are actually kind of coming down to the end of the show here. So perhaps if you'd like to comment about that clearing or if you've done that recently, write in and let us know.
Yeah, what I will say is that's it to a nice gentleman who's been working probably for a couple of years now, I guess, off and on. And we're having a app put on some point, maybe hopefully a couple of months here. You can use your cell phone to go to the website and do that. So right now, what we have going, and I don't know if it's launched yet or not. I don't think it is. We got to do some more stuff on it, but it'll be the whole website. I'll have some apps on there for 99 cents for emergency apps if you're in a situation and you go in there and maybe do a emotional clearing, a trauma clearing, or whatever. That'll be worked out now coming up. But what he showed me was the whole website right now is connected or you know not launched yet, but is on an app. So process now. So hopefully within a couple of months you'll be able to go to the website on your cell phone, and it will work on
that. Would be so cool. Wow. Because we always have our smartphones on us. That would be awesome to be able to clear like that.
That's coming up here.
Yay. So exciting.
Right now it's on Android. What he put it on, now we have to some kind of license or something for iPhone.
iPhone, yeah. Okay, cool. Just wanted to say, Ron, I know it's time to go, but we did get another nice, just short comment, and this listener said, thank you for the death barcode clearing. I feel so young and hopeful, even though I am 67 Earth years old.
Hey, so let's... we do have our calls coming up this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be starting again, so 3-hour call Saturday and 7-hour call Sunday. It's not on the website yet to pay for it, but it will be, maybe tonight or tomorrow. So we'll just end the show here with the Mind to Heart drop. Here we go. Be out loud. I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, all you listeners listening. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.